This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is a nice little Valentine's song. It's so sweet, Sarah Barry Ellis. Or, as she's sometimes known, Sarah Bareilles.
She tried to date me one time.
Oh, is that how it went? Tell me that story again.
One time, she tried to date me.
Any details on that? I feel like I have a different story than that. But we'll go with that. Happy Valentine's Day, Vinny.
Thanks.
Hey, before you jump into the trash, I just want to remind everyone, we have a humongous movie review today.
Oh, my God. How could I have forgotten?
Oh, and Hooman's playing hurt, too.
I'm not.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Hip is
I'm
all
still a little, a little janky.
You don't think
okay.
that it's noticeable, the problem?
Well, I mean, when you're staring at me 24/7.
I guess you shouldn't look at him so much.
You can tell something's wrong in the picture.
Yeah, the way
him.
You're sitting.
Yeah.
So straight.
Man. Anyway.
You look like you have a back brace on.
Tune
so
in at the 9 a.m. hour.
Rudy coming in?
Yeah, he is.
Very excited.
We're going to review Alita.
Oh, Rudy's hurt, too.
Battle Angel.
Oh, boy. They're like a match pair.
Rudy's playing hurt too. Look at the two movie reviewers.
That Alita Battle Angel looks great.
I can't.
It looks like I saw some previews of that. That looks like my kind of movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it is my kind of movie.
I think so.
You actually seem you haven't been enthusiastic about a movie in a long time.
Well, you know, January kind of sucked.
February is also a dead month for movies.
Yeah,
this is coming out then?
Well, this movie's been done for a while,
and
they've just been waiting. It was supposed to come out at Christmas, and they kept pushing it back.
Oh.
So it's time.
Will kids be able to go see it? I have a bunch of kids with me this weekend. I'm thinking.
How old?
Like 7 to 12 or something.
I'll tell you some. I mean, there's a lot of death.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're down with that.
Okay, good.
Kids love death.
Spoiler alert.
Let's see here. Today is Laura's 40th birthday. Her friend writes, "We don't talk every day or live close by or anything, but we're both devout listeners to the SMV show. Whenever I hear something that reminds me of my radio friends, Laura's the first person I text and we have a good laugh because she's the only one that knows every soundbite from the Alice Morning Show, like, where's Rachel? Or, Daryl?
Where is
Daryl,
Rachel?
Daryl, how are you?
She's in a really bad mood right now.
Oh.
Oh, Rachel is?
She was supposed to fly to Arizona, but they canceled her flight. So she had to spend the night at the airport.
Oh.
And then she waited, and then they completely canceled the flight this morning and said, we're refunding everyone's money.
Like there's no more flights to Arizona? There's
not
no more
on that. She would have to buy a new ticket and everything.
Well, as long as she's getting a refund.
It's rough.
Daryl, how are you?
Flight, air travel's rough. Can be rough.
It is. Well, it is subject to weather.
Sorry, Rachel.
Yeah. That's why we need underground bullet trains that just go straight through the core of the earth. That'd be great. Get anywhere you want.
That's smart. It's a bad time. It's too soon, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dad. Anyway, this it looks like Steve and Laura are best friends. And there's no need to... I want to wish my... You can email us anytime. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. This is from Michael. I wanted to wish my ex-wife, Lila, a happy Valentine's Day. I think she's an amazing and beautiful woman that I didn't appreciate until I'd lost her. And I hope our new guy gives her all the love and happiness she deserves. He must mean her new guy.
Yeah, well.
That's very Bruno Mars, you know? Back when you were mine. What's the name of that song?
Hey, Lila.
When I was your man.
When I was your man, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michael's not over you.
Yeah, no kidding.
She knows, but he messed up.
Yeah.
Can't go
and
back.
She's moved on.
Yep.
I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. it's probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistake. But I just want you to know. So this is a Valentine's Day for all of those people who really effed up this year and are now watching their Valentine go out with somebody else.
Let's point out one of the real problems here is, what's her name?
Lila
had 40 guys outside her window.
Yeah, every girl does.
Didn't even take a second.
Every girl does, so you gotta be careful. Yeah.
What do you mean, careful with that. That's true!
Every time I hear that Bruno Mars song, I think of my ex-boyfriend, and it's just like, dude, if you wouldn't have messed up, we'd probably still be together.
Yeah. Oh, you said that?
No, that's what I think in my head.
How did he mess up?
So many ways. So many, many ways.
I shouldn't have gone to prison for drugs.
I don't know.
You don't talk to him?
Yeah, keep going. What else did he do, Sarah?
I pulled a gun on him with Shaka.
Yep, he did that too.
And I made her run.
Yep.
Wow.
And I had a side piece. Did he have a side piece? Oh, no. And you had a side piece.
Well, come to find out, he had his share of ladies.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
and
really?
And as I look back, oh, yeah, I could see it. Her, too? Oh, man.
I guess just wasn't meant to be, Yuzi. You guys were too young, you know? If only you'd found each other later when you'd settled down a little.
Yeah. Drugs and alcohol didn't help much.
Ever.
They're not helpful. Yeah. They're not. So the Oscars...
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't say I'm looking forward to it, but I will watch it. It's one of the few that I watch because
I like the Grammys. Did you not like the Grammys?
You know, there were moments that I was like, okay, fine, the Grammys. There's something about award shows. They drive me crazy. They're too long. Mm-hmm. There's just so much.
I really don't need to see this one though, Vinny. I can't remember the last time I liked a Grammy show. Right. Alicia Keys really did a great job.
And I thought so, too.
A lot of people did.
And I will say that people really pull out the stops on some of the performances. Like, for sure, even if I overall dislike an award show, there'll be a moment that I'm like, glad I saw that. And I do like the fashion and stuff. I think it's fun to see what people think they should be wearing.
Yeah. Right. So there's no host, right?
Yeah, no host. But, you know, it's a long, long show. It's scheduled for 3 hours, and I always tape an extra 2 hours just to make sure I catch the end and see, because all the big awards are right when your TiVo shuts down. So what they're going to try, and they're starting it this year, they say this is going to be a rotating selection of categories. They're going to give some awards away during the ads.
I know. This is... My friends in Hollywood are so mad about this.
Well... The thing
is, are they going to do the ads screen in?
No.
No.
They're going to be running the ads and doing those on the stage and getting to the next thing. And they've selected some that I personally don't have a live action short in the running.
Yeah, but some of the other ones are like significant.
Well, let's see.
Say them.
Let me find them.
All right, I'll say them.
Okay, you say them.
Cinematography. That guy should be allowed to go on stage and thank everyone. I mean,
listen, you're right. These are. I was sort of making a joke. I don't have a live action short film, but I actually think that that's a pretty good category. Like I would say, you know, there have to be more minor awards. But what they're talking about doing is letting these, if there's time, I guess, at the end, they will play them on the show.
Yeah, there won't be.
There won't be, and every year it'll be different ones.
Well, isn't that everyone's bitch about the show? I mean,
it's
too
damn
long. So they're taking a step.
I would say.
Can't make everyone happy. So cinematography takes it this time.
Right. And next year it'll be something else. So it's cinematography. It's not. Yeah. Cinematography, film editing, live action short, and makeup and hairstyling. That one I'm fine with. I think, though, overall, they could not have the freaking people from PricewaterhouseCooper come out. I could live without seeing them.
Wow.
Run a little scroll that says everything that they wanted to say.
And they don't care. Pricewaterhouse doesn't care. Remember when they messed up the Academy Awards? They don't care.
Yeah, I remember. They do care. They care very deeply. Anyway, those are the four categories that are going to be presented during commercial breaks. They're saying they'll air later during the broadcast. Will they, though? And then they're going to rotate it. And they said that they're sorry, but this is what they're going to do. The four categories that are getting the abbreviated treatment this year will be guaranteed a regular spot on the 2020 broadcast.
Yeah, but those guys aren't going to be the winners next year.
Right. We don't care about the category. We care that we're nominated this year. It's my year.
Well,
I'm
don't forget, they're not the Grammys, I admit. There's a difference for sure. Or sorry, not the Grammys, the Academy Awards. But often, each one of these little offshoots of the filmmaking industry, they have their own award shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for editing and color and all this other mm-hmm. stuff, they have other...
ones like that we would never go to.
Well, we call it awards, and it doesn't get televised right. either. You're not even invited to these things, but they're industry awards, and they all end up at these things.
Well, I think the reason that the Academy Awards matter is because it is the one that's televised, and it
right.
is, and it's a world stage. So while, yes, it's nice to be have applause from your community, it's really nice to have, you know, somebody recognize that you wrote a great script or, you know.
I get it. I do. I'm just yeah. trying to say it's that, you know, look, they're well paid. They got work. They're living the life.
They still won the award. They
Relax.
Still get to put that on. Oh, I didn't see it at the Academy Awards. I don't believe it happened. No, it happened. Here's my little gold man.
Everybody in their awards. Tell me more about me.
Well, I'm going to tell you more about Ryan Adams right now.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, he's apparently not a good person. So Ryan Adams is a singer-songwriter.
For the record, I'm a fan and have a ton of his records.
Right.
He's someone who, his haunting cover of that Oasis song is better than the song itself.
He did a whole, recently he did a cover album of Taylor Swift's 1989. That was sort of the last I'd heard of him. He married Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
However many years ago, and when they broke up, he actually started making jokes on Twitter about how he was so hopped up on pills that he didn't even remember marrying her, like making excuses.
He's got serious drug problems.
Yeah, and that's sort of well documented, but he also has mental health issues, and that's mm-hmm. fairly well documented as well. There are seven women, including Mandy Moore, his ex-wife, who are now coming forward saying he is a manipulative horror show who promises to do things for your career and then uses that to manipulate you into doing the things that he wants you to do. There's also a woman now. She's 20 now. But she was saying he first reached out to her on social media when she was 14 years old and that they were doing all kinds of inappropriate things and that he would ask her what her age was and she'd say, don't worry, I'm overage. But he clearly knew that she wasn't, just based on the number of times he asked her, and that they were sexting, etc. God, if your mom ever finds out that I'm... Oh, this could really get me in trouble. Apparently, she's released pages and pages of these exchanges. Mm. So, just kind of a heads up. I don't want to get into this. It's super dark. And it's not like anyone's trying to bring charges up against him. They're just saying that watch out for Ryan Adams. Dude's a manipulative bastard.
So, there are no charges being brought?
Not that I'm seeing here. It's just seven
story
people
in
coming
the
forward
times.
Saying... Right.
A slasher piece.
Yep.
All
that's
right.
what it is. But a big part of it, and it is the New York Times, a big piece of it is this young girl. They use apparently this is her middle name, Ava, mm-hmm. because she was a minor at the time that all mm-hmm. this went down. And it is graphic, like the stuff that was going on.
I didn't see that,
this.
But I did see that. And I don't know if she turned in the text messages or if they went
them.
And got them.
Yeah, I don't know how you go about doing that.
But you're right. He repeatedly asked her age, and mm-hmm. she repeatedly lied to him. But the implication is he must have known something was up,
right.
or he would have stopped asking.
He says, you have to convince me. Sometimes he would ask to see ID in the hottest way that's ever been done, lol. And she says she never showed him any ID. Anyway, she said, you know, I'm not going into this whole thing. It's gross. If you want to read the Times article, feel free. All these past women who've been sort of at first supported by him and then sort of immediately became a control thing.
Yeah.
And Mandy Moore is like, those were dark days, man.
That is too bad. She stayed married with him for like 7 years.
Six or seven years. And she just remarried. And she's like, oh, my God, you know, I'd go through it all again to get where I am now. Because like she's found this wonderful person that she's now married to.
Right.
But she was like, those were some dark, dark days.
They were an unlikely couple for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were both musicians. I mean, I guess from where I was sitting, I'm like, all right. You know, maybe they make beautiful music together. But yeah, you hear all this stuff. It's like, oh, boy.
Well, I hadn't heard any of this stuff. But I'd heard he has serious drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see her being with someone like that.
Right.
She had... one of those careers. It actually makes the new, or it made that, weirdly, it's in that Hitman movie that you mentioned earlier I told you.
Hired Guns?
Hired Guns, that's it. She's one of those people who, she's got a machine going where they're like, she's on a record cycle, then they put her in a movie cycle, then she's on a
TV.
Like, she's got managers who are working her skills to everyone's benefit.
She's definitely a triple threat.
And so to see him somehow end up in that mix, you go, how did that?
Yeah.
I know.
How'd they let him anywhere near her?
During her most productive time of her, what should have been her most productive time of her life, like her whole late 20s, like this dude was squatting on her, you know?
I think the story about Mandy, and I don't quote me because I haven't seen this movie in a while, but it was about she was doing a music cycle. And there was a guitar player who had work and was like, I've got money and I'm touring and I'm living. And he gets an email that says, we've decided to move Mandy into a film phase and we're stopping the tour and there will be no more records for a while. And thanks for everything. And he's like,
I have the bills. Oh, and I just bought a house.
I'm married and I have. But that's. It was a window into her world that I was surprised by because I didn't know.
We're moving her into a movie phase. Well, now she's the star of This Is Us.
Right?
Yeah. When did that show start?
I don't know. It's been on a few seasons, at least. I've never seen it. Everyone tells me to watch it,
but I've never seen it.
I don't know if she was on it from the beginning or came in later, but she's...
I thought she was one of the main people on the show.
I think she's been on it from the beginning.
Okay.
In a recent interview, Ariana Grande revealed that she knew the lyrics of Thank You Next would create a big buzz. Obviously, she's dropping all the names. But she wasn't sure if she wanted to call her previous boyfriends out. So she recorded three different versions of it. Does she cover all three in the little bit of audio?
No. I'm
just going to read it to you. Here we go. The original one was the one she put out. She's got everybody's name in there. And she says, you know, what she learned from them. But there was another one where she didn't name any names. She somehow... maybe alluded to who they were. And then during the development of the song, she got back together with Pete Davidson, like just briefly. So she recorded a third version where they made it. They wound up married and together. Obviously, we know how that turned out.
Do we get to hear that one?
No, we don't get to hear any of them. But she should totally release them. That's hilarious. So there you go. She's just like, well, I'm waiting to see how this turns out. So I'll go ahead and record a version where you and I walk down the aisle together.
Who hasn't seen that Young Love thing bounce like a basketball? I know I had my days where I was like,
you put up with so much more.
Don't
when you're a
let
kid,
Darcy
too.
Anywhere near me. An hour later, there I am with my arm around her. What's up, everybody? Me and Darcy, we're back together.
For tonight.
What the hell?
Probably have a fight in about an hour.
Hassan, what's wrong with you?
I'm weak.
I got a beer
just
in my
see
hand.
That rack.
That's what's back to the beer. There, yeah. I got a beer in my hand. What do you think?
Lindsay Lohan.
What?
What?
They didn't cancel it, did they?
No, but they moved it. No one's watching the Beach Club show.
Well, right.
She has created a nightclub in Mykonos, Greece. It launched with decent ratings a month ago. Not like, you know, people weren't flipping out over
it.
Well,
you hadn't heard from her in so long, other than the crazy street rescue that she tried to pull off.
Right, and the yelling on the balcony. And
That you probably, I could see why fans might look in on her, but...
Their curiosity's been satisfied, Vinny, and they are no longer interested in Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. So... originally, it was on 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. They've moved it to Monday nights at 10. Now that a couple episodes have aired, no one's watching them. Reruns of Teen Mom 2 replaced it in its original time slot. Yikes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
The ratings plummeted.
Don't worry. The people casting Dramasty are going to make sure that thing holds all the way through the whole season. Right, Bryn?
You know it.
I sure wish I could see Hooman's interview.
Me too.
Me three.
Me four.
Sucked.
What was so bad about it?
Everything. I didn't like how I sounded. I didn't like how I came off. Nothing.
How did you come off?
I don't know.
Douchey?
Like, you came...
Yeah, like that.
Like... came up like that?
I just didn't like Hollywood.
No. Were you lying? Or did you tell the truth? Lying. So your truthful story, the ones you always tell.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Wasn't great.
Sorry.
It's all right. Thanks so
Is
much.
Is Miley
going
to let you record again?
No, I just said, don't show that to anyone. I hate that. And he goes, everyone hates their videos.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, everyone hates their videos.
Bryn loves his.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, Bryn hated his too.
Yeah, I mean, I hated it too.
Too late.
Actually,
I'm embarrassed by it as well.
I have to say, Bryn's is so GD funny.
Bryn's is
with
great.
The balls thing. Like,
I love that guy.
It's the whole thing is about you guys doing ball yoga. What is it, ball yoga?
Yoga? No, it's a massage
yoga
with balls.
Massage with balls. Yeah. It's this whole thing about massage with balls, and it's just I'm like I want every sound clip from this.
We've talked about that before on the show.
I know,
already,
but your interview was great, and you never play back the sound bites
that.
I want to hear.
Well, we established that already, Sarah. I'm not going to pull stuff from myself and make fun of myself.
You and Who Man make a great couple too.
That's a little jealous. Not my definition of raging at all.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, so much stuff, including Jared Fogel. Remember that name?
I sure do.
All right. I also have a story about cheese.
Oh, well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Valentine's Day. Hooman! Oh, we're peaking for the week on Valentine's Day. Oh, be still my beating heart.
Can you take it easy? I still have a report to do.
I don't even know how we do it, but we are doing it.
You're making me feel bad.
And we're doing it at 9 o'clock. So tune in for the big movie review, Rudy Ortiz, world famous comedian. Alita, Battle Angel.
Both you, playing hurt.
I know. We got a bad back and a bad back and bad hips and bad ankles.
Thanks.
From the micro adjustments while walking in
the
best
worst
alley in
shoes.
The bay?
Yes.
Belden Lane.
Right.
Anyway, we'll see you guys now and we'll see you again at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my boy, Jason Sisko.
Oh, Jason.
Who's finally listening live.
Oh, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Jason.
What's up, Jason?
I want to say something to you. You can call us anytime. Don't let Benny stop you.
I've never tried to stop.
Oh, my God. Anytime. I always want to talk to
you. And
you
have talked to him before.
I would like to talk to him more. Every time I ask Vinny for your phone number, he won't give it to me.
Give him the number.
None of that is true.
800-400-3697.
Anyway.
Jason.
Miss you, Jason. Call now.
Wait, let him grab a pen. Say it again.
800-400-3697.
Anyway, that's my dude. It's nice to have him listening.
Where is he? Is he local? Yeah.
He's listening on radio.com. He texted me because anytime we've talked about him, which we've done many times over the years,
and
I talk to him, I'll be like, oh man, we talked about you. And he'll be like, how do I get that audio? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bryn could get it for you. If he was to call us, he could ask. And
Well, anyway, now he's got radio.com.
But where
he
is he?
He texted me. Oh, he's down south.
Doing?
His girlfriend? I don't know.
Well,
what does he do for a living?
Oh.
Does he have a job?
Yeah.
You bum, Jason?
Is he a sober dude, too? He's a sober dude.
I don't know his status in that way.
You have some friends who also had to...
We all grew up partying way too hard. But Jason's the guy. He's the guy that
The phone's ringing. I don't know.
That I grew up with that was, like, the craziest, bravest dude you ever met. Like, you just see the things he was doing and go, he didn't even tell anyone he's going to climb a light pole and hang off the thing by one hand and then spin.
Is that him?
Spin all the way down? Well, let's just get it from the horse's mouth. Is that Jason right there?
Double check that it's him and not somebody saying it's
Make
him.
Sure you have the dump button handy.
It's ready.
All right, hold on.
You just hung up on him.
Oh, you hung up on him.
Everyone just relax. I need to explain what's happening.
Calm down.
Everyone calm down.
Do we have to call him?
And take a breath. Just
he
calm.
He can't afford the call.
And you know how ladies
Anyway,
like to...
I just wanted to do a story.
I didn't even get to say my thing.
Is Don on the phone?
He's on the phone.
So that was a guy. I don't think he wants to say his name, but we'll just call him Heck. Okay. Anyway, Heck so said he knows Jason Cisco. He's going to call Jason to have him call.
No, only if Jason's listening.
Jason's listening.
I don't want Jason.
Whatever just happened, don't worry about that. Let's just do some news. Game. All right, we're going to begin our news break with... Hi, Jason. Jared Fogle makes the news this morning as apparently...
How? Isn't he shut away for...
He's
is he
supposed
getting out?
To be.
What's
the
going
story
on?
Is this. Subway pedophile Jared Fogle... They call him the disgraced sandwich promoter here in the story.
The disgraced and disgusting.
Right. Yeah. He is serving a 15-year sentence at a federal correctional institution in Inglewood, Colorado. Mm-hmm. He pled guilty to child porn charges in 2015. And a guy who was in jail alongside him is saying that this guy's living the life. He spends his time going to the movies, eating fancy foods, making crafts, and even gambling.
He's living
the life in there. He's eating good, working out, cooking. Not a care in the world, apparently.
Why is he not in bad jail?
Why is he
in good jail? And how does the roommate know if the roommate's not in good jail, too? Like, what is going on that this guy's
like,
getting special treatment?
It's like Club Fed. Left. They've got movie theater. They've got fully equipped gym with weights, elliptical, Stairmasters, cable weights. Outside, they have a baseball field, a tennis court, soccer field, horseshoe pits, bocce ball, cornhole.
Am I the only one? I can't be the only one disturbed by this.
That is disturbing.
Jail
That's
should
why
absolutely suck.
For that guy in particular.
Yeah. The kiddie fiddlers, they should be in a special jail.
Right.
And the bed should be made of nails.
Right. It's almost unanimous.
Oh, are you a holdout?
No, I actually like cheese, too.
Oh.
Cheese. Yeah. People love it.
Well, certain cheeses are delicious. There's plenty of cheese I don't like.
Well, most people don't even know what you're talking. Like, they don't go in for all the weird, smelly. We're talking about some cheddar, some jack.
Okay.
Throw a Swiss on a sandwich for me. Mm. I'm down.
Give me some brie, melon, and sausage.
Almost half people say it'd be harder to give up cheese than alcohol or sex for a month.
I could give up cheese forever with no problem whatsoever. No problem.
What?
They were like, you got to give up cheese.
You'd never have a quesadilla again.
Never. I would not, and I wouldn't miss it. I can't even remember the last time I had a quesadilla. Yeah, I'm fine with no cheese.
Can you give up cheese?
No.
Me neither.
Really?
You're crazy.
I love cheese, all kinds of cheeses.
Yeah.
No, I do. I love cheese. I don't love blue cheese or anything to do with that or any of those stinky cheeses,
but I
could easily give up cheese. I made myself a turkey sandwich this morning. There was Swiss in there. I was like, meh.
No.
Not without that. The thing is, if you don't put it on the sandwich, you don't even miss it. And then you're just eating 150 less calories.
How about you can't have pizza either?
All right. I could live without pizza. That would be the hardest. That'd be the only hard one. That's the thing I thought of, too. That'd be the only hard one.
Well, I'm not giving up Nook. I already gave up booze. But I feel like
you've given up enough, Finn.
Yeah, well, believe me.
Booze and cigarettes. What's next? Coffee?
Every time nighttime comes on, I'm like, well, that's it for me, everyone. No more fun for me.
You guys go ahead and have fun.
I'll
see you during the day tomorrow.
You are going to do stuff, and I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to read a book.
You know what?
Believe me, I'm better off.
Trust me. You know what? Look around the rest of your life. The rest of that is happening because you go to bed at night.
You got it. The most popular type of cheese is mozzarella.
Oh, it's the pizza. Probably because of the
pizza.
The people love
the pizza.
Yeah. I could give up Krispy Kreme donuts, too. Unless they were in front of me, and then I couldn't give them
up. Well, that was a tough one.
How many did you mow down?
Two.
I like the way you came right in here and told me to make sure I joined you out there with those things. Like, you could have, if you didn't walk in here and show it to me, I'd have never even had one.
And you went out there and
got one.
Well, yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah, she did me.
You should have seen how she was pressuring Bryn. Bryn just fell right over.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It took a lot of pressure for me to go, you want to split this with me?
Sarah, you're not giving.
Oh, my God. You're right. It's all me. Dude, if you didn't eat that, I would have held you down and shoved it in your mouth.
Right. I know that. That's what we're saying.
Well, you are like that.
Yeah.
Pushy like that.
Bossy.
I'm a pushy.
Bossy. Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
Like a boss. Bossy. I am bossy. Well, I want things the way I want them.
Everybody, it's Valentine's Day. Here are some relationship benchmarks you can look to.
Oh.
And decide whether...
It's like a timeline thing?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Do you agree with these timelines?
Sometimes and sometimes not. Right. Like, we did the top one already. Having sex for the first time is at 4 months, 17 days. No, I'm lot quicker to bone some lady than that.
Yeah.
That's too soon.
I'm with you. I'm not wasting my time.
4 months?
Get it on.
I mean, I like this. There's a show. It's nice to make a show of, we'll wait this. Like, when you get super hot and bothered together, and then you're like, let's wait the one time.
Yeah. All right.
I drove home from Walnut Creek one time. So incredibly...
Is this the time when you had to do it in the car and then you didn't know what to do with the stuff?
I had to. Yeah.
What did you do with it?
It was all over the car.
Oh.
It was my truck.
Oh.
This was 20-something years ago, but it was like I left there so blue and in such pain that by the time I got to the Caldecott Tunnel, I was like, this has to happen here. Mm. I can't wait.
Try to avoid high-profile vehicles that were peeking in the side of
the road.
What is he doing?
There's physical pain from that.
Hmm. Poor thing.
Doesn't happen to you guys, huh?
No.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
But as Vinny said many times, it's a wound that needs to be healed.
Yeah, you got
to
do something.
Like, I get that once you start the party, it's really not right to stop it abruptly.
Anyway, using the bathroom with the door wide open. They say 6 months, 24 days. I don't do that at all.
Yeah, I would never do that. Well, I might pee, I guess, but like there are times when I need to be alone.
You crapping in front of your husband, Yuzi?
No.
No?
Do you leave the door open, though, and just assume he's not coming into your room?
No.
What? No, you keep
that anybody
private.
Here? Yeah. Brandon's a bathroom door open guy.
You are?
Oh, when I pee, yeah. Not... For the other thing.
Oh, and also, he doesn't even like to know that Anita does do number two.
Well, I don't like talking about that. Concerned, who likes talking about that?
I like it. As far as he's concerned, she doesn't do that.
Why do you like it?
It's just fun. It's fun to talk about, you know?
About your husband's Duke.
All of us. It's not, let's put it this way, it's certainly not a taboo topic at my house.
So you're like...
It comes up, and there's something funny about it, and we all talk about it. Like,
did you make
really?
A nice poo-poo today?
Yeah, like that. I don't generally ask about it, but if someone offers something up, I'm right there. Oh, really? Tell me more.
Huh.
How did that go? Then what happened?
Sharing deep secrets with each other comes in at 6 months in your relationship benchmark.
I gotta say, I'm more chatty than that. If I'm in with somebody and it's been a month or two, mm-hmm. I start to really show
open
myself.
Up.
Yeah. Really, I guess maybe deep, dark secrets I'll never tell.
Right.
Hello. Hello. If I ever run for president, I don't need some ex-boyfriend coming forward to say, you know what she told me once? Uh-huh. Shut up!
You can't believe what she did for some mini guitar one time.
Yeah, this show has already crushed my presidential hopes. Oh, I'm screwed.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, I boned the guy for a guitar.
Right.
Well, he was, in my defense, he was a boyfriend and was begging.
Was.
Right.
A boyfriend.
But he was begging me for one more time. Just give it to me one more time. I went, all right, for that guitar, I will. He's like, all right.
All right, then. We got a deal.
Yeah, we had a deal. We worked out a deal. Mm-hmm. Feels like prostitution, but probably wasn't.
On the list of relationship benchmarks, let them take care of you when you're sick. I still don't want that.
Oh, I don't mind that.
I don't want it at all.
I just want to know that there's someone there in case something really goes wrong.
Like what?
Like, I don't know. I start to choke on my own phlegm or something. I don't know. Something. I like to know there's someone nearby. And I like to know that someone has sympathy for me.
All right.
But you know what? Conversely, I hate taking care of sick people. You know, they're so needy.
Well, that's not right.
Yeah, I know.
Walking around the house naked happens in your relationship at 6 months, 18 days.
Oh, I say it starts happening the minute we've ever boned.
Right. Durr.
Why would I ever put my clothes back on?
Right. Really? That's nice to know.
Oh, really? You going to jot that down in your little Sarah notebook?
Sure. Well, I imagine...
Oh, do you?
No, not that. What? I mean, I just, never mind. I can't talk to you. You're too weird.
Is that why?
Taco. See what you're framing me.
For what?
I don't know what. Talk openly about her time of the month.
Oh.
Comes in at 6 months as well.
I also feel like that's something that's going to come up as soon as the minute it becomes an issue, which is far earlier than this 4 months.
Yeah, I don't know what the openly part, though, is. I mean, I don't need all of the details.
And I would never give you all the details, but I might say, listen, Aunt Flo's in town.
Okay.
She's going to curtail our activities a little bit. And as human, would say, don't worry, I still have a mouth. Gross. I can't believe you just said that. God.
I didn't realize you were telepathic.
A lot you don't know about me, Hooman.
I know, right?
Aye.
First, we learn you want to talk about crapping, and now this. She's going to read your mind.
Do you poop with the door open when you're in a relationship?
I'm totally sink. How come you're not playing the sound effects, Brynn?
When you are in a relationship,
like
with Snuffy or Nunu, were you, I mean, was the door open when the pooping happened?
You're taking like two relationships.
Yes or no?
So difficult to
I have a question.
With.
Vinny also has a question, but let him answer this one first.
No, absolutely not.
Your locked door, get away from me, man.
100%.
Okay, Vinny?
Did you ever let them watch you administer an enema?
Nobody's ever watched that. No
one. No
one?
Not even at the GERS? They didn't have to be like, well, let me show you the proper
technique. The people at the Gerson Clinic aren't all there for the same reason?
They are, but they tell you how to do it outside of the bathroom.
And then everyone goes
in
their individual
bathroom. But they don't coach you up like, you can take more water, come on!
Yeah.
Or coffee, sorry. You can take more coffee!
There's the sound.
More coffee! More! 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 No?
They're not like encouraging you to hold your water, you know.
Well, there's a 15
tickle,
minute
tickle.
Crunch down. Oh,
tickle, tickle, tickle,
tickle,
tickle, tickle.
Hold it while I tickle.
Tickle, tickle. Oh, that's I can see that.
Like, it was tickling. I mean,
right.
Uh oh.
Don't stop doing
like
that.
A dart.
So they didn't, or they did or didn't watch you do the no.
Uh oh.
There wasn't a little coaching. Like,
well,
oh,
the
you know,
coaching
to,
would
that,
happen.
The angle would it needs to be like.
No, they tell
hold
you the angle.
Bag up.
There is an angle. There absolutely is an angle.
Right.
So, did you have like what, like a mannequin dummy that you guys all practice
no,
on first? That
it's
you...
just you don't need a dummy. You just they show you how to do it, and then you go and it,
so
it's
they
hard.
Hold the
okay, I have a question.
You got to hold it for 15
after
minutes.
The first time at Enema Camp. Did you come out of the bathroom like in tears with it all over you? Like,
oh,
I just can't do
I
this
messed
yet.
Up.
Yeah, you walk out and you're like, wow, that was really hard. I couldn't hold it the full 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you made worked a total up mess. To it.
Yeah, you got to work up to
so
it.
So you, luckily, you had some towels down on the floor.
Is there a janitor button?
No,
yeah, where you
towels.
Call for the.
There's a lot of towels.
Oh, so you had here. To like come out with the soiled towels. And be
no,
like,
the
I,
towels
here you go.
Made it. I just you could feel like the pain within, and you're like, I cannot hold this any longer.
Oh dear God.
Oh yeah.
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 Sorry, Jason.
Jason who?
Jason
Cisco. This was his break, and
what
we
happened?
Ended up on Enemas.
It's
our text
fine.
Number's
800-400-3.
That's
everyone likes talking about this. Stuff.
Really?
Sure.
All right.
You know what? Let's do the text on the other side.
Oh, boy.
We'll
big
be right
movie
back.
Reviews.
Oh, yes.
Big movie.
Yep.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.